This is Ann Graham Lotz with a Mayday, Mayday distress call for prayer. Pray with me now. We worship you as the eternal I Am. In a world that is always changing and undulating like the waves of a stormy sea, you never change. You are ever present and always relevant because you are always current. You are never the I was or the I will be. We are confident that your greatness and power are the same yesterday in creation, in the Exodus, in the cross, in the resurrection, and in the ascension of Jesus and on the day of Pentecost, as they are in our day, as they will be at the end of time. Your greatness and power have not been diluted or depleted over the ages. You are our anchor in the midst of the disasters rocking this planet and this nation. You are I Am. And your standards are high. You still demand holiness of your people, especially the leaders of your people. You still require us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. You are the Alpha, the beginning of time and space and history, and you are the Omega, the end of time and space and history. You are the one who was, and who is to come. We trust in you as a covenant-making, covenant-keeping God. Your mercy endures forever. Your love endures forever. Your word endures forever. Your faithfulness is to all generations. You are the rock that does not move. You are for us. You have chosen us. You have saved us. You have given us freely, graciously, everything we need for life and godliness. From the fullness of your grace, you have poured out upon us one blessing after another. Nothing can and nothing will ever separate us from your love. Nothing. Neither death nor life. Neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from your love. We are yours, and you are ours, forever. We praise you that we are safe forever. We are secure when we're caught up in the swirling vortex of wickedness and sinfulness, death and destruction, chaos and confusion, brokenness and helplessness, because of the one who said, "Before Abraham was born, I am." We are secure because the I Am laid his glory aside, became obedient even to death on the cross, and for 3 days became the I Was, crucified, dead, and buried. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are safe from your wrath and judgment for our sin under the blood of I Am, your Lamb, that is smeared on the doorposts of our hearts. As we approach you in prayer when bombs are exploding and buildings are burning and banks are closing and babies are dying, we're confident you will receive us. You will listen to us. You will answer us. Because the eternal I Am has risen from the dead. He is alive. He has ascended into heaven. He sits at your right hand, and he now lives to pray for us even at this moment as we pray to you. He is the ruling, reigning, soon-to-return King of kings and Lord of lords, the Lamb upon the throne. We come to you in his name, Jesus, for the glory of your name. Amen.